Oh, I'm out here in the rain. Just that outstanding out here.
Listen to a station with a man named Jed, or music lover found AMFing dead. Then one day he subscribed to something new, and down from the sky came something really cool. 70s, that is, on Sirius XM 7. You hear?
Sirius XM 70s on 7.
Yeah, Wrestle Kingdom tonight. I am not going to stay up. I really want to see that match. Check it out after the fact, because it doesn't start until midnight here, you know, and you know, later in further east you go, right? But I just don't think I can handle staying up that late tonight. Thought about it briefly. I was like, well, shit, what if I just, but I gotta go to work tomorrow. I can't fucking, the 1 year I did the stay up, I guess it's 2 years, I stayed up and watched it. I didn't have to work the next day, you know, just the way the timing went, the fourth was, you know, on a weekend or Saturday or something like that, so. Way more people in attendance, huh. I was going to say maybe they're in a bigger venue, but that's the whole point, is that they're always in the same venue, isn't it? Maybe they reconfigured the building to hold more people? Or yeah, maybe it's just, I don't know. You know, it's been, there was a Sports Illustrated interview with Kenny Omega that he retweeted this morning. But yeah, you know, it does seem like that they are at least like, there's that potential for New Japan to actually kind of break through and get international in a more meaningful way. But yeah, no Nakamura, no AJ Styles. But at the same time, like, I don't know. Granted, I was really only watching, like, Wrestle Kingdom and like, a couple other New Japan shows when those guys were there. Like, I wasn't watching that much. But, you know, they seemed like big deals, but never, like, not always top of the card big deals. Nakamura definitely, and AJ certainly was in his, yeah, well, whatever. AJ was definitely a top fucking guy, right? But they still had, it seemed like they had people up and down the roster that people were into. Rainmaker and whatnot. Also, you know, they've had their streaming service for a while. It's been easier, probably, for more people, even in Japan, to follow what they've been doing. Those are the sorts of moves that, you know, get people into a product in a, like, a deeper way. But I don't know, Okada always seemed like the guy. Like, watching those shows, like Wrestle Kingdom in the past couple of years... past 3 years, I think I watched it. Was he on all three of those shows? Anyway, he seemed like the guy. And yeah, Tanahashi seemed like a big deal as well. Yeah, Brian Fury. Brian Fury is my perfect pick for some... If you had to pick a Tekken character to be in Bullet Club, Brian Fury is definitely the guy. You know, Cody Rhodes is going to wrestle, which I don't, I was reading something today that said that his debut over there was not necessarily, like, that well received, that people weren't necessarily, like, jumping out of their, well, when it's Japan, so jumping out of their seats may be a little extreme for anybody, but that the reaction to him was not necessarily as over the top as maybe you might think, I guess. And he's wrestling, is his name Juice Robinson now? I forget what his, like, he was in NXT or whatever, right? Though the thing I was reading said that he's gotten really good over the last year, so. Or he's improved a lot, at least, so. So that's cool. I just like the, I wish that they were going a different direction with his look. I think the, like, look at me, I'm in a suit, I'm a star thing is, like, a good look for him for, like, Ring of Honor and well, it, for any place, really, but it doesn't fit the nickname The American Nightmare, which is fucking great. The idea of fucking, here's Cody Rhodes, the American Nightmare. That's a great fucking, like, just the riff off his father, the fucking, just, it sounds fucking menacing. But, like, him in a suit, I just don't think it fucking sells the nightmare aspect of it. Yeah, yeah. It's we'll see. After we'll see how things shake out tomorrow for Cody, I guess. I mean, obviously he can wrestle. And I think I believe in him to get a character across to an audience. Though, I guess in Japan, that's a pretty different thing, right? Like, the way you would go about conveying a character. To an audience that might not understand a ton of English. Eh, whatever, it's, you know... People with less talent have done more, so he could almost certainly be fine, I'm sure. But yeah, I'll be really interested to see how that match, that Kenny Omega match goes. I figure it makes sense for him to get the belt. Also, at the same time, if you go read that Sports Illustrated interview, like all he's talking about is like the company and international expansion and how it makes sense for him to win. Like, it's this weird, like, there's a lot of truth in what he's saying from a business perspective, but he's saying it in character, so it's not quite, you know, he's not quite out there. Or, I mean, I guess his character is kind of that, right? But I don't know. It's a weird thing that you could see, like, oh, he's going to get out there and talk up why it makes perfect sense for him to win specifically so he doesn't win. I don't know. Either way. I think Kenny Omega has one of the best faces in all of wrestling. Like, his reactions, his facial expressions are huge. Like, I mean that in, like, the stage, like, theatrical way of, like, he is smart to express so widely in a way that probably reads halfway back in the crowd, if not all the way back, you know? But also on TV, it makes him look like a fucking maniac, and it's amazing. He's so good. So good! Alex told me that Xavier and Kenny were going to do a joint list for the site. I was so fucking pumped. I was like, man, I really want to fucking read that list. And it did not disappoint. I decided to not read it before it went up. Those guys, video game wrestlers. Like, and they come by it honestly. Fans of video games who are also wrestlers. That's maybe my biggest problem with fucking what's his face, the fucking video game wrestler, the fucking cruiser TJ Perkins, is that name? That fucking guy. Like, you know Xavier Woods likes video games because he'll mention it in fucking obscure, knowing ways. Here and there. And anime and that sort of stuff. Like, he doesn't stop to fucking hit you over the head with it. Like, you just fucking, you hear it here and there, and you're like, oh, man, that, all right. Xavier Woods, the character, and the man behind the character, those two guys like some video games. And it shows. Whereas, like, fucking other dude is fucking like, look at me, it's Mega Man music, hooray, I'm a man. I like video games, and I'm 10... Like, he's the fucking wrestling equivalent of one of those fucking Hot Topic t-shirts with, like, the fucking Zelda life bar on it. Same deal. Kenny Omega does not need to hit you over the head with that shit. We'll show up at a fighting game tournament. We'll name his finisher One Winged Angel. Like, just stuff where you're like, oh, well, fucking awesome. All right. Not fucking, check out my hot chiptune track. I'm going to mention the Nintendo 64 in a backstage vignette. And that shit sucks. Like, that whole character. Maybe that dude's a great wrestler. Like, I don't, you know, like, I haven't watched the Cruiserweight show because I'm not really watching a lot of wrestling. But every time I do tune in and catch fucking his entrance, I want to turn that shit off. Because, man! What a fucking lame character. A bad gimmick, if you will. But I guess, like, whatever. Like most wrestling characters are that surface level, right? I mean, I'm a redneck. I repossess cars. And I'm, that's, I, cause I, and I got a mask on, I'm the Repo Man. Like, so I guess, like, fucking, fuck it, I'm a video game, like, it only irks me because I fucking have some depth on that topic. Yeah. Yes, the fucking R-Truth Gold Dust Pokemon Go bits were better than any of the fucking TJ Perkins shit. I'm a prison guard. I'm from Cobb County, Georgia. There you go. That's it. That's the full. You don't need any. I'm a former corrections officer from Cobb County, Georgia. Done. End of character. Fully written. I work for the Internal Revenue Service. Also, my initials are IRS. Like, done. Fucking done. I am a barber. Perfect. Grave digger, coroner type of guy. Kind of a creep. Oh, you mean like an undertaker? Yeah, I mean like an undertaker. Alright, yeah, that's fine. Perfect. Whatever. No, we don't need any further description than that. You just go with it. Hey, can my powers live in a mystical urn that a large man carries around? Yeah, I mean, yeah, we could change the character that way if you want. I mean, sure. I'm the brother of that guy. You're in. Come on. Here's a belt. Go. take that dentist outfit off. Got big plans. So I guess if you take the history of wrestling into consideration, maybe there's really nothing wrong with "I like video games" as the full fucking depth of your character. No, I forgot. There's a second phase. He slept in his car for a while. In the 80s, he would have been the car sleeper man. He slept in the Macho Man's car, and now Macho Man hates him. They have to fight now. So he's got two character tidbits. Love video games, had to sleep in a car. Yes, Car Boot Jack. That's... I would watch a wrestler named Car Boot Jack. I would watch that once. Yeah, my name is Hillbilly Jim, and look at these overalls. All right, yeah, no, you're in. Good, good stuff, good stuff. What about you guys? We like to rock. Yeah, anything else? We mostly like to rock at midnight. Could you rock just whenever? Yeah, I mean, I guess. All right, good, good. Come on. Complicated, it stops working, you know? Yeah, people that are like, I'm a mystical martial artist, and I have control over ice and snow, sort of. I mean, not really, but... Like, what? Alright, go out there and give it a shot. Throw some vignettes together, I guess. That's just gonna take some time for people to understand that. Dress up like that Mortal Kombat guy and get out there. I watched WCW Mayhem 2000, which is a bad show. And they were so fucking far down the fucking, like, worked shoot fucking weird reality hole by that point. Like, they were so up their fucking own ass and out the other end again and everything that... They ran a vignette for Glacier, who I guess was returning. Like, they were, like, bringing Glacier back. And so at some point in the pay-per-view, they run a thing for, like, Glacier's back or something. Which, you know, whatever. Sure. Glacier's back, I guess. I don't know. And the announcer's reaction to it, fucking Shivani and Mark Madden, primarily. There's a third. I can't remember who the third guy in the booth was. It's not him. No. Anyway, those two guys primarily, just immediately start fucking, like, verbally eye-rolling and just going like, are we doing that again? What? Why? Like, just fucking shitting on it. Tanae was in there. Yeah, right. Mike Tanae. I like Mike Tanae. I ain't got no problem with it. And it's just like, listening to it, you're just like, well, fucking, why would you even do it? If fucking, as soon as you start teasing it, the first words out of the fucking mouths after it, or, you know, maybe the crowd at home might have been thinking that, but to just fucking, like, what is that, how does that earn the company any money at all? How do you build a character? Just everything about it was just like, man, fucking anyone that greenlit, if that was planned ahead of time, it's almost worse. If it was just their natural reaction to it, you're like, well, that's okay, we gotta rein these guys in. Maybe, I don't know, it's probably too late for that. But like, if that was like the plan, like, okay, we're gonna shoot this vignette for Glacier, and then, you know, just because that's a dumb idea and I don't even know why we're doing it, you guys shit all over it, all right? And then when he fucking debuts in 2 weeks or whatever, no one will like it. Cool idea, right? Awesome. Nailed it. And granted, we're talking about WCW in the year 2000, so, you know, they certainly had fucking probably bigger problems going on than how are the announcers going to react to Glacier's return. But and the rest of that show is way worse than that moment. That whole show. That whole fuck, holy shit, man. Fuck. Fuck. Like, the main event is, like, fucking Steiner and Booker T in a straitjacket match or something. I was mostly watching it to watch the Nash DDP tag team because it was something I had never heard of until the dumb fucking trading card app that I really should uninstall. I got a card in there that was for the tag team, the Insiders, and it was Nash and DDP, and that was like, it was like a riff on the Outsiders, and I was like, I've never heard of that, and that sounds like it would be the worst thing ever to watch fucking, like, Nash just lean into it, and take DDP with him on this fucking sad ride to the bottom. I want to see a little bit of this, and and now I'm curious to know if they ever actually, like, called themselves the Insiders, or if that was just something that, like, because it seemed like it was a pretty short-lived thing. So now I'm wondering, like, well, do I need to go watch all the Nitros around that time to see this shit, like, coming together? And if so, like, why would I do that to myself? So instead I watched the 1993 Royal Rumble. After that. Not immediately after that. I watched the 93 Royal Rumble over the last week or so in bits and pieces. Yeah, I saw the supposed leak of DDP for the Hall of Fame. I'm not opposed to it. I would say that, generally speaking, I like Diamond Dallas Page. I didn't watch a lot of his, like, managing days, like, before he was kind of in the ring. It seems like he kind of came to it late in life, I mean, you know? But had a, I mean, whatever, he had a fucking hell of a run, right? Like, all things considered, like, stalked The Undertaker's wife, you know, then, you know, once he came over, you know, DDP did things, man. And then after his career, of course, like, did a ton of great stuff. Once his in-ring career was over. So yeah. I'll happily watch him tell stories about self-high-fiving himself at a podium. Why wouldn't you? Yeah, DDP started, yeah, he started actually wrestling when he was, like, in his late 30s, which is crazy. But I think he was, like, managing before that, right? Like, the Diamond Exchange or whatever it was. Like, he had a faction years before that. Maybe they get, like, Dave Grohl or, you know, Chris Novoselic, you know, to induct him. Since his theme song was such a huge part of his success, why not get the people that wrote it, right? I mean, they wrote it, right? Pretty sure. I mean, they wrote that, right? That's the... Francis Bean Cobain. I would assume they would have a Jake Roberts induct DDP. Or I guess, like, he picks, right? They pick who inducts him in a lot of cases, right? So maybe who knows, maybe something different. Scott Hall. I don't even know who else would go in the Hall of Fame this year. I guess I just don't really keep, like, a good, hard track of who's already in or not. I've watched the ceremony for the past few years here. I mean, since there's been a nice, easy way to watch it on the internet. Anyway. They should hire, if he's not, like, getting paid on a regular basis by the WWE, they should fucking pay him and just fucking say, look, man, we're going to send Paige to live with you for a while. Can you fucking fix this? No, they have to want to be fit. Well, shit. All right. Well, is Rick Rude? Yeah, Rick Rude. Yeah, Rick Rude belongs in that Hall of Fame for sure. Would it be shitty of them to put China in now? You'd have to think that would happen eventually, but maybe so soon after all those public comments about why they wouldn't would be fucking terrible. Christian? Oh, you know, I... Yeah, I guess, I mean... Edge in? Did Edge get inducted? I think he did, right? Is Kurt Angle in? Now that he's not affiliated with TNA, you could... He would be a, that would be a clean induction, separated from competition or whatever. I like Christian. I always felt that, like, Christian could have been bigger than he was, I guess. Maybe that's not, like, a super popular opinion. I don't know. Like, I didn't really like Edge and Christian, necessarily. Like, that whole era, their whole fucking shtick, I thought was just lame. Like, when they tried to revive it for their show, that just seemed dumb. But I don't know. I like Christian. Would you put a Rob Van Dam in? I mean, he's still active, right? I mean, it doesn't necessarily make sense to put him in now. He might still come back someday. I fully expect to see Rob Van Dam show up in a WWE ring sometime over the next... let's say 2 years. He's got to have one more run, right? Triple H in? I mean, it doesn't make sense for him. Like, that'd be shitty for him to be such an integral part of the company and then to be in the Hall of Fame, right? Like, that, I don't think you can get away with that. Or, I mean, whatever, you could. It would just look lame. Here I am, the guy that probably has a lot to say about who gets in the Hall of Fame. Me, I'm in the Hall of Fame. Kevin Nash to induct me, because that's a move he can get behind. I don't know. At this rate, like, I feel like they are maybe gonna... Well, whatever. I'm sure there are plenty of good choices left, but... They're going to eventually hit this weird spot where they don't have a lot of big names left to induct. And so it's like the newly retired and then... like a bunch of mid-card guys or something, right? Legion of Doom in, they have to be. Right? I feel like I remember watching that at some point. Would Ted Turner ever be inducted?
Yeah, I don't know. That's it.
No, probably not. You put Bischoff in there. JBL in? Again, maybe that's a weird one since he's, you know, on TV every week, but... They're in Texas this year, right? Are they in Florida? I can never keep it straight. I was thinking of Luger. I've been thinking about Luger a lot lately. Just never a good fucking place to be. That Royal Rumble, '93 Royal Rumble is where he debuted there as Narcissus. Or they couldn't even keep it straight. They kept calling it they did the debut of Narcissus. And but then, like, even just in the segment, which is really something else, like, it's just Heenan's just calling him the Narcissist over and over again already. And it's, there's, Bobby Heenan's, like, yelling about how amazing Lex Luger looks is really something else. Especially when, at the end of the segment, which is mostly Lex Luger looking in a mirror while Heenan yells about how amazing Lex Luger is. That segment ends by the Brain getting under a tarp. As the tarp is coming down around Lex Luger and the mirror, Heenan is inside on the tarp, and he drops to his knees just as they both disappear out of sight. And it's like... perfect is what it is. You know, better than perfect. That after, like, basically, like, verbally filleting him for fucking, like, for what seems like an hour for that segment to end with Bobby Heenan literally dropping to his knees. It's crazy. It's really, it's pretty fucking terrible. As just a chunk of television, as just a chunk of, like, at some point someone thought that this would be something worth seeing, that this would be the right way to introduce this dude. I don't know. I was never a Luger fan. Lex Luger looks like if Leland Palmer, like, dealt with his grief over his dead daughter by just lifting weights and taking as many steroids as he could possibly fit into his body. He just looks like a giant, jacked up Ray Wise. And that's all I can see when I see Luger now. Is fucking Leland Palmer falling on his daughter's fucking coffin as it breaks and starts moving up and down. Lex Luger demanding that people dance with him. In there and capitalize on his movie career. At least try to. It never seems to work out for them very well. But Kevin Federline, they put Kevin Federline in. Had some big WWE moments, right? got to figure a guy like Kane goes in pretty soon here, right? I mean, he's still technically active. Tommy Dreamer in. Maybe not necessarily for his WWE contributions, but Dudleys are truly done. Maybe them. Bam Bam isn't in. There you go. I would put Bam Bam Bigelow in a Hall of Fame. I would probably put Heyman in at some point. Because that would also, that would be an interesting, that could be a fun character point for him to bring up when promoting Brock Lesnar. Is Vader, Vader, they gotta put Vader in this year. They gotta put Vader in while they can. While they can get a speech from him. If things are really as bad as that stuff made it sound. Alright, well, I'm home. Everybody have a good night. And yeah, I'll be back at it tomorrow. See ya.